Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning, and welcome to Score Values. On 670 The Score, I'm Sean Anderson. On this week's episode, we speak with CEO and founder of Stuff Love, Sarah Dinya, about her organization that tries to spread kindness and hope through one hand stitch at a time. We also speak to a PAWS representative about ways you can get involved with PAWS Chicago. Welcome into Score Values. I'm Sean Anderson, and today we are speaking with the founder and CEO of Stuff Loved and my fellow 2011 St. Linus graduate, Sarah Dinya. Sarah, how are you?
I'm good. How about you?
Good. And I was looking up and doing some research, and this was an easier one to research just because I've known you for a very long time. And in an article in 2019, you said that your endeavor started with a class project you worked on in your junior high when you were growing up in suburban Oak Lawn. Now, we went to the same junior high, and I don't remember this project. So how did this all get started? How did Stuff Love become a real thing?
Yeah, it was actually through the service hours we had to do for NJHS, and I think also for our confirmation requirement. So as I was getting involved in volunteering, starting at our grade school and in and around St. Linus, and then branching out into our community through programs like the White Sox Volunteer Corps, I realized that I actually was really enjoying the like skills and the experiences I was getting through those volunteer activities, whether it was talking to my teachers a little bit longer than I usually would, or getting to know a new neighborhood or community organization around Chicago. I was really loving these learning experiences. And so I sat down and kind of thought, what can I do to keep doing this and maybe loop in the things that I'm talented in or the things that I'm passionate about? So I thought about how I liked crafting, I liked stuffed animals, and something that I realized that some of the volunteer activities I was doing was that a lot of them didn't think about kind of the emotional needs of someone going through a difficult time. So for example, if someone is potentially needing some help going through some hard times and utilizing a food shelter, they might feel really ashamed and really upset that they need to receive these resources from a community organization. So I wanted to be someone that can help tell them, it's okay, we're here for you, there's still hope, and we're going to help you get back on your feet. So I wanted to combine those ideas and came up with the idea of making a hand-sewn pillow, and actually pitched it to my homeroom teacher, Mrs. Swy, at the time, thinking she would kind of say, like, oh, that sounds interesting, but know what are you going to do with it? And she said, no, that's a great idea. Go pitch it to the principal. I'm like, okay, sure. You know, no idea what a project pitch was, no idea what starting a project really meant, but told him the same spiel of what I wanted to do. And he said, are you sure? Do you want to do this? And I said, yeah, I'd love to see what happens with it. And haven't looked back over 10 years later. We're still going strong and getting bigger every year.
That is so amazing. And can you tell people who might not be in the know, and also, I mean, it has been 10 years. How would you now describe Stuff Love, and how has it changed since you gave that pitch to Dr. Stritch back at St. Linus?
Yeah, sure. So Stuff Love's mission is to provide that little bit of hope to anyone in need, which is a very, very broad mission statement and has been since day one, because there's really no person, no community that's not going to need that little bit of hope from time to time. And from where we started, what we've always kept the same over the past 10 years plus is giving people something hand-sewn. That's something that I really hold dear to my heart as a really special component of Stuff Love, to give someone that handmade gift and really show that I'm willing to take that time to make this gift for you. This is a symbol of the love and care I have for you. And something that has changed is how many more pillows we're able to distribute per year. I think our first few projects were making about 50 at a time, slowly scaling up, and now we're delivering several thousand hand-stitched pillows per year, predominantly right now to the congenital heart defect community through an organization called Conquering CHD.
Yeah, and that's the most impressive thing that I've seen was that I know this started out obviously extremely locally, but now I see you're popping up in Louisiana, Tennessee. Did you ever expect this 10 years ago to turn out the way it did?
I think 10 years ago, if you asked me, I would say that would be awesome if it would, but I would not think it would grow this big. I think it was something that I was my only hope, my only imagination for the project would be to help people in need. And wherever that took me, I was willing to follow. And that's something that I was really happy to kind of keep my eyes and ears open for new opportunities and follow these new organizations. And that's how I was able to get connected up with communities like Conquering CHD, as well as things like Make-A-Wish, all over the country.
We're speaking to Sarah Dinya, the founder and CEO of Stuff Love. Sarah, you mentioned that you went from 50 to now about 1,000. How can people get involved, and what's the process of making these hand-stitched pillows for people in emotional need?
Yeah, currently right now the process is looking a little bit different simply due to COVID-19, trying to make sure that we keep both the recipients of the Stuff Love pillows and our volunteers safe. So in normal years, we would do quarterly volunteer events in conjunction with Conquering CHD Illinois' build. So while Conquering CHD was putting together their Conquering CHD kits, we would have a different room in the same building creating the hand-sewn heart pillows, so working on the cutting and tracing of the fabric. Now that's a little bit more tricky just to find, you know, a place that can host us and the people to come out. So I would say the best way to get involved would be to reach out to us on our social media, potentially coordinate some donations. We have an Amazon wish list. Our donation button is always open, and I'd be more than happy to go through the different supplies we need and to potentially coordinate some smaller or local private builds potentially with people.
Yeah. So is it just people reaching out who, you know, are interested in building, or is it, you know, hospitals that are reaching out to you? I mean, is it any opportunity that's presented to you, you basically take to, you know, provide that emotional support?
Yeah, pretty much. Are you asking more about who receives a heart or who is able to volunteer to help build the heart?
Who receives them? And you know, what's the weirdest event that you've done? Like, is there something that you never expected, like some business being like, oh, we're going to spend a day doing Stuff Love and building these hearts? Like, you know, who does receive them? And then do you have any odd, you know, building stories?
Yeah, I guess as far as who receives them, it's kind of like you said, if someone reaches out, sometimes their very personal requests will get through our social media saying, I have a loved one who's suffering through something really serious. Are you able to send them a Stuff Love pillow? And I say, of course, the only thing I ask for is some details about the person, you know, what their favorite color is, maybe what their favorite animal is, et cetera, where to send it. And then if they would like to send me a picture of that person receiving their Stuff Love pillow, that way we can share it on our social media, which that third point has absolutely zero obligation. I would never force someone to share that with me. And same thing with organizations. That's how we were able to actually get connected up with Conquering CHD. One of the presidents of Illinois at the time had reached out to us back in 2012 saying, would you be interested in this? I said, of course, I'd love to see what can happen with this, and haven't looked back since then, and could have kept growing with the organization, which is really exciting. And likewise, it's kind of been similar with getting volunteer groups. We've had some corporations reach out to us for Stuff Love builds, especially during Valentine's Day, since the heart theme fits really well with Stuff Love, just saying, you know, hey, we have an in-office kind of happy hour. Do you want to come by and have a volunteer event before we do like the happy hour, quote unquote, things? And I say, sure. I pack everything up in a big old bin and carry it down downtown and have a fun Stuff Love build.
That's awesome. And you keep bringing up the your interest in helping people and the need to help. And obviously you're now going into a profession, you're going to attain your doctorate. Where does that need to help come from, do you think? Has it always been inside of you? Is it something that, you know, you kind of started this idea and it kind of came along? How did you develop your need to help?
Yeah, I think it's something that's always been inside of me and something that I'm really grateful to have been able to nurture all throughout my education and continuing on, you know, into this doctorate program and beyond. it's just really important to me to be able to make a difference in my community in whatever way I can. And this is something that I always kind of hesitate to answer in a way that kind of boosts myself up as more special than the next person for starting this project. I think being able to help others is something really powerful because we can all do it in our own way. The way that I've chosen to nurture and grow in is through self-love, but I have so much support and respect for those who are able to volunteer in their communities, whether it's for an hour event or a lifetime event. I think everybody has this opportunity to serve others, just kind of a process of finding out where and how and finding those passions for you to dig into.
So when you received the 2021 Cook County Peggy Montes Unsung Heroine Award, what was your reaction? Because, you know, it's not about you, like you said, but again, you've been doing this for 10 years, and this is something that not a lot of 23 and 24-year-olds are doing. So how would you, you know, what did that award mean to you? And, you know, is it just showing that hard work and dedication can pay off?
Yeah, I was really excited to get that award, and something I was really proud of was I think they told me I was actually their youngest recipient to have gotten it so far, which is really exciting, you know, being honored with women who have been truly working their entire lifetimes to make a difference in their community, to already get that nod and respect from, you know, community officials is really important to me to kind of, like you said, honor the work I've been building throughout all this time and showing that that hard work and perseverance pays off.
We're speaking with Sarah Dinya, the CEO and founder of Stuff Love. Sarah, I have a question too about, you know, children who want to start something like this or they have an idea. How is St. Linus and Mother Macaulay, did they help nurture this program? Was there a lot of involvement? And do you think that, you know, this is something that schools do take seriously when a student does bring an idea like this to, you know, their, you know, table or their office?
Yeah, I think both St. Linus and Mother Macaulay provided a lot of support for my project, whether it was my teachers letting me hand sew during class while I was trying to take notes or just giving me that nod of encouragement and telling me to keep going. I think that's incredible, important support that faculty and staff at schools can help as they see their students try to find and bump their way through making a difference in this world. I think, especially now that I'm kind of in my 20s, kind of further away from grade and high school, every teenager and young adult is starting to see the ways that they can make an impact on the world. And having that encouraging person saying, yes, you do have the ability to make an impact, I'm going to help you make this impact in whatever way you see fit, is really, really powerful. And I'm really excited to keep volunteering with organizations, helping with youth leadership, such as HOBIE, which is an organization I participated in back in high school, kind of continue lighting that passion in young people. That's really important to me to continue.
Another thing I was wondering about is, what do you think the end goal is? Or at least how long do you see yourself doing this? Because, again, you are going to be starting a career soon. You have a very long doctorate's degree to obtain. Is this something that you think that you'll be doing in 10 years? Or is this something that you maybe would want to pass along to somebody else who might get really involved with this organization?
Yeah, I think for sure I'm hoping to do Stuff Love as long as I humanly can. And that's something that kind of, as I was picking what program I would like to do to get my medical doctorate, that's why finding a school that was really passionate about service and involvement in their communities was really important to me and why I was really hoping Rush would accept me. So I'm extremely excited to be going there in the fall and kind of seeing what I can do to continue to grow Stuff Love kind of from this new perspective of a budding physician and think about what I can do for it kind of as a practicing physician and how this would look like in my life. I think, and this is of course a question I get a lot of, how can you manage a full-time nonprofit with a full-time career or a full-time education? I think it's one of those, it works. There are moments where it's pretty difficult and there's a lot of time management, a lot of emotional support from family and friends in those moments. But just so much joy in being able to do this organization and keep it growing. I think it's something that gives me so much back. As much as I give in, I get so much more back that it's hard to even word, you know, how much passion and motivation working on Stuff Love gives me.
Yeah, and it really does show, Sarah. And final two things that I would like to ask, how do people get involved? Just one more time before we wrap up, what would be the best way to get involved with Stuff Love?
Yeah, I would say the best way to get involved with Stuff Love would be to reach out through our social media. So we are at Stuff Love on Facebook and Instagram and Stuff Love USA on Twitter. feel free to shoot us a direct message, and we'd be more than happy to help walk you through ways to get involved.
And then do you have any upcoming events or, you know, things that I know obviously restrictions are going to be opening up a little bit. Do you have any events or plans for the rest of 2021?
Yeah, we're hoping to coordinate a Stuff Love build sometime in the future, but we're still just trying to wait for COVID mitigations and precautions to go down a little bit more. That way we can help keep our Stuff Love Heart recipients and volunteers safe.
That was Sarah Dinya, the founder and CEO of Stuffed Love. You can find Stuffed Love at facebook.com/stuffedlove, on Twitter at @StuffedLoveUSA, or at Instagram at @StuffedLove.
Protect yourself from misinformation about COVID-19 vaccines and more with HealthGuard, a free browser extension that tells you if a site is reliable as you browse online health information. Download HealthGuard on any browser in one click at newsguardtech.com/vaxfacts.
We're all on this planet together, so join Odyssey and find your one thing. May is National Bike Month, so use your bike instead of your car or for a little bit of exercise. Join Odyssey, and together, each of us doing one thing makes a greener tomorrow. What's your one thing?
Next on Score Values on 670 The Score, we spoke with Carrie Sahasky, Senior Events Manager over at Paws Chicago. And she explains what Paws Chicago does for animals in the community.
Paws Chicago is the Midwest's largest no-kill animal shelter, and we've helped to reduce the number of homeless pets killed in the city by over 91% since our founding in 1997. So we find homes for about 5,000 dogs and cats every year, and we operate one of the largest high-volume, free, and low-cost spay-neuter clinics in the country. Last year, we opened the nation's premier medical hospital for homeless pets, and we provide treatment for sick and injured dogs and cats in Chicago and also shelter partners in 13 states where pets are the most at risk of euthanasia. So every year, we're able to place about 3,000 animals in foster homes, and we assist over 2,300 pet owners in underserved communities through our community outreach program.
And I know last time we had somebody on, you guys were talking about Match Madness. You guys have a lot of fun, different events to get people involved in adopting from your great shelter and from your great organization. And a new one that I heard about that was told to me was Team Paws. I understand you're looking for runners for the Chicago Marathon. What's Team Paws and how can people sign up to be runners with Paws?
Yes, Team Paws Chicago is our charity racing and fundraising team who dedicate their miles to save homeless pets. We're in our 16th season, and we're the largest local and animal welfare charity team in the Chicago Marathon. So what we do with our runners, we provide all sorts of wonderful things with our supportive community. We help with training. We have our Team Paws swag. We have all sorts of activities during race weekend, including a pre- and post-race party, a pasta dinner. And we're also there to help our runners throughout the year with, we match everyone with a guided mentor. We have fundraising tools and really help them with their running efforts. So this year's marathon is on Sunday, October 10th, and we still have entries available. And even if people have never run a marathon, there's still plenty of time to sign up, plenty of time to train. I myself wasn't a runner until I started with Paws Chicago, and now I'm in love with the sport. So we welcome whether you're a first-time runner and you're looking to get this off your bucket list, or you're a longtime runner and just want to join us for the Chicago Marathon.
Yeah, the marathon's a great event. We usually have the broadcast for the radio broadcast of the event. So great to have that synergy between the two stations in Paws Chicago. And it is a great event. I was out there the last time they held it. And, you know, with the city now reopening, I know you guys have some indoor and outdoor events. Obviously, the marathon's coming back this year, but you guys yourself have your own events going on. What can you tell us about Shake Your Tail Fitness Series, the indoor and outdoor event series that you have going on?
Yeah, as we're starting to get back to normal and we're starting to stretch our legs out from sitting on the couch and being at home all winter, we figured this was a perfect time to help people get back into physical activity, back into shape, whatever their fitness goals are. So we're starting the Shake Your Tail Fitness Series for the month of May, where we've partnered with some of Chicago's top studios to offer yoga and strength training classes throughout the month of May. So we have a wide selection of indoor and outdoor class options, everything from yoga to strength training, to UFC Gym, Core Power Yoga, FFC Lincoln Park, Studio 3, all sorts of great partners involved. Each class is $30. and 100% of the proceeds will be donated back to PAWS. And every participant will also get a fun swag bag with some offers from our partners, and also be offered into our entered into a raffle for a lot of great prizes that we have. So we're going to be following all of the CDC and City of Chicago COVID-19 safety guidelines. Masks will be required, and we're going to make sure everyone is safe, socially distant, but also all coming together to raise money for PAWS Chicago while getting their jump start for summer swimsuit season's right around the corner.
Yeah, and you guys are going to continue that all the way out into September. I know you guys, if people might think, you know, the length of a marathon's too daunting, I know you guys got a 5K that might be a little bit more intermediate for some people.
Exactly. We are so excited that that we have the go-ahead to move forward with planning our annual PAWS Chicago 5K. This will be our 21st year, and it's going to be on Saturday, September 18th at Montrose Harbor. This is Chicago's largest dog-friendly charity event. We have early bird registration now open through July 31st. So it's $30 for adults, $20 for children, and dogs are free. You can visit pawschicago.org/5K to register and learn more. And right around the corner as well, before that, we have Mother's Day coming up. And this is another great way for those who want to support PAWS as well. You can make a donation in your mom's name, and we'll send her a beautiful Mother's Day tribute card. Or you can sponsor one of our mama cat or dogs with her newborn litter. Your gifts will provide much-needed supplies, medical care for the moms and babies that arrive at PAWS this spring. And we'll actually send you a picture of that litter that your gift helped save. And you can learn more at pawschicago.org/Mother's Day. So a lot of great activities in her horizon, whether you're a long runner, a short runner, want to get fitness activity, or just support from the comfort of your own home. We have something for everyone.
You do, and it's such a great organization, and the thing that I love the most is how we can help you guys. How can our listeners and our audience help support PAWS Chicago outside of the events that you're holding, outside of signing up to be a runner with Team PAWS in the Chicago Marathon? What are the four ways that people can help? Because the last time we interviewed you guys, we had a very enthusiastic reading of these four letters, and I haven't forgot about, or four ways, and I haven't forgot about them, so...
So, number one, we're always looking for volunteers. We're a volunteer-driven organization, and so you can definitely make an impact by volunteering your time. We have both in-person and virtual volunteer opportunities available. Another big way is donating. We are 100% reliant on the support of the community. Charity Navigator, which is the nation's largest independent evaluator, has rated us its highest four-star ranking for 18 consecutive years. So this is something that less than 1% of charities in the nation have reached. So you know your dollars will go towards the mission and a great cause. And then the other ways that you can help is either by adopting or fostering. When you adopt or foster, you're actually saving the lives of two pets, because you're freeing up space. Every pet that is in a home then frees up the space that we can bring in another pet that's at risk. So whether you're looking to adopt and welcome a furry creature into your home, they definitely help us with providing comfort and stress and uncertainty, especially this past year. And fostering, too, if you're not ready to quite make the commitment for full adoption, this is another great way to save a life. A great opportunity if you're not sure if you're ready to adopt, or you only have a limited time commitment that you can do, this is a great option as well. And we provide all the support you need for foster period, including the food, medication, and any supplies needed. So, you know, adopting and fostering, like I said, is a really great way that you're actually saving two lives at once.
It's such a great program, such a great organization. Carrie Sihaski, the Senior Events Manager from PAWS Chicago, thank you so much for your time, and thank you so much for the great work that you guys do.
Thank you so much for having us on and for spreading the words about PAWS Chicago. We really appreciate partners like you and giving us the time to tell your listeners a little bit more about our programs and activities.
That was Carrie Sihaski, the Senior Events Manager of PAWS Chicago. Don't forget that Team PAWS is looking for runners in the Chicago Marathon coming up on October 10th, 2021. You can find more information at teampaws.org. The deadline to sign up is Monday, May 31st. Also, you can check out their new yoga and strength training classes throughout the month of May by visiting pawschicago.org/shakeyourtail. To learn more about their 5K coming up in September 18th, visit pawschicago.org/5K. And if you're looking for an upcoming Mother's Day gift, you can visit pawschicago.org/Mother's Day. And as always, don't forget to adopt, foster, donate, or volunteer at Paw Chicago.
We're all on this planet together, so join Odyssey and find your one thing. When planning your summer vacation, pick a destination close to where you live to limit your use of fuel. Join Odyssey, and together each of us doing one thing makes a greener tomorrow. What's your one thing?
If there's a topic you'd like to hear about on a future edition of our show, or if you'd like to share information about an upcoming charitable event, send us an email at scorevalues670@gmail.com. That is scorevalues670@gmail.com. I'm Sean Anderson, and thanks for listening to this week's edition of Score Values on 670 The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.